Now I invite you to join in our responsive call to confession. Judas, slave of jealousy, where are you?
I am here.
Peter, slave of fear, where are you?
I am here.
Thomas, slave of doubt, where are you? Men and women of Jerusalem, enslaved to mob rule, where are you?
I am here.
Pilate, slave of expediency, where are you?
I am here.
Let us join together in the prayer of confession. Yes, dear God, it's true. We are not worthy of your love. We promise to be faithful, but we fall away. We forsake you, we flee from you, we betray you, we deny you, we watch from afar. We don't tell anyone your reign is at hand. We are afraid. Change us, we pray. Hear these words of assurance. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Tonight is a night to remember. It is a night we remember that Jesus was betrayed by his friends, arrested by the religious authorities, condemned to death by Rome, handed over to soldiers who mocked him and tortured him, before marching him up a hill where he was crucified on a cross between two criminals. Specifically on this night, the choir will lead us through a remembrance that as Jesus hung on that cross dying, he spoke seven times. He spoke to his mother, to his friend, to a thief hanging next to him, and he spoke with God, his Father, and our Father. As the darkness of these events and the shadow of Jesus' words gather, the lights both outside and inside the sanctuary will be growing dim, until at the end we will find ourselves joining Jesus in the darkness of his sealed tomb. When we leave this evening, we will leave without benediction or postlude. We do this for a very specific reason. Tonight's service doesn't end tonight. Tonight's service actually ends on Easter morning, because we never leave Jesus in the tomb when we end our worship. So this is part one of the service that will be completed on Easter morning. Tonight, we will leave Jesus laying in his tomb. But on Sunday morning, we will remember that no tomb can hold him, no darkness can overcome his life, and that death is swallowed up in victory. But that's not until Sunday. There is much that needs to happen between now and then, in Jesus' life as well as ours. So let us now begin our journey into the darkness, drawn forward by the hope that we will reemerge into the light on Easter morn.
Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, They crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews."
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Hear us, Holy Jesus.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
For her.
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I'm thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth.
Jesus, in thy thirst and pain, were thy wounds, thy life blood drain.
When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Prayer us, Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son."